connection. Good morning and welcome back to another episode of Virtual GM. I'm Cody.
I'm Spencer.
And today we've got a special message for you. It seems like that time of year where we want to talk about the three unique things that you can do to improve your off-season occupancy. So for us, you know, we live in the southern desert, so we're really at the beginning of our off-season now, but whether your off-season is now or later on down the road, either way, we feel really confident that these tools are going to be able to help your business be successful. So the first one that I'm going to talk about is having a special offer. And so what we mean by that, or how we utilize that for ourselves, is that we know the OTAs play an important mix in our business. They're that necessary evil. But what we like to do, of course, is to drive as many direct bookings as possible. And so a way that we found a strategy that works really well for us is, in the past, we used to lower our prices in the off season. But what we've done now is we just leave our prices where they're at, and we run a promo with a pop-up banner on one of our sites. So if you were to go to like thebungalows.com or thedwellings.co or watchmanvillas.com, what you'll see is we have a winter promo offer. So it's going to give you 40% off for two or more nights. And what that allows us to do is to keep our rates high, because instead of just taking that 40%, so if our rate was $200, instead of making it $120, we just leave it at the $200 and offer the 40% off. And that way, if someone is shopping on an OTA like an Expedia or Booking.com, they're still going to see that full rack rate, because we're still giving rate parity with our OTAs, but we're running an internal promotion that allows us to give a better deal to our consumers than what they would find on the OTAs. And I know, I don't know about you, but if I can get a sale, I'm all about it. Oh
yeah, for sure.
You know, if something's on sale, then I'm more inclined to buy it.
That's what everyone does with hotels too, is they're always looking for the best deal, right?
Right. And so we want to provide that platform for them on our website, and that way we're getting the direct booking, we're not paying a commission, and ultimately the
guest... the customer data too.
Right. And then now it's our customer, not Expedia's. And then it allows us to be able to ultimately get the same price that we would have really priced the property at anyways. But then if we do get those one-off one-night stays, they're still at our full rack rate. We're still getting a full season ADR on that stay. So that's something that we have found to be very successful. And if you want more information on that, of course, you can just reach out. And whether you're a client of ours or not, we can help you work through the process of how you might set that up.
Yeah, it's really not that difficult. Tip number two is to partner with influencers. There's a ton of influencers in your area specifically. Like Cody mentioned, we live in the desert of southern Utah. And just within our town and even our county, there's hundreds of influencers for us to work with. The trick is just finding them. Odds are you've probably met them or know them, or they've even come into your property before. What we do, and this works really well, is that we have a virtual assistant, and we will have that virtual assistant scrape and find different influencers that are in our area or the area of the property we're managing, and create an Excel document of their name, their Instagram handle, or their TikTok account, or wherever they're influencing at, their contact information, their website if they have one. And then if they have a phone number, oftentimes they don't have a phone number, they just have an email address. But what we'll do is we'll curate this document and we'll send it to the property, or we will start doing outreach for them. But we'll start reaching out to these influencers and offering them free night stays or some type of package. For example, we have one property that's doing like a wellness retreat right now that includes acupuncture and Wim Hof. And so our outreach to them is that they can come and do this entire retreat for free. They get food, lodging, and the experience entirely comped, just in exchange. We want media about it. And they're going to have their own packages. Influencers are interesting because they each run their own business differently. So how you work with one influencer is going to be entirely different than how you work with another. Generally, the rule of thumb is if you're giving something of high value, they're going to be willing to trade for the post. Sometimes they might ask for their travel to be comped or things like that, which is pretty reasonable if you're going to ask for them to go across the state or states away or things like that. But if you can start getting in front of their audience and they're showing an experience that you're offering in the form of a retreat or a unique thing or attraction that's around your property or things like that, you're going to tap into their audience. That's a really great thing to do during the off season for two reasons. Number one, you get their media that they create, which is oftentimes going to be really good, and you can start using it as your media. And then the second, you get an entirely new audience that's going to start following you. You can even start doing giveaways through their pages and set conditions like they have to be following you, they need to like some of your posts, things like that. And now you're raising your organic following. So when you are posting on social media, that content is now going to a new audience that's never experienced you before.
And a couple good things to piggyback off of that is obviously our rates are less during the off season as well as our occupancy. So you've got the availability to get them into your space without taking away a room that would be for a paying consumer.
Right.
And then also, if you've been in the industry, you know that typically when we pay for professional media, we're doing that when the property looks its best, right? When it's in perfect bloom and in season. But we want to tell an accurate story and description online of what someone can come to expect if they visit in November or in January. And so by having influencers come out now, you're going to get all that content that Spencer just talked about that you can use to showcase what your property is like in the off season. Because it's not like one time of the year is better than another. In fact, so often in Zion, for example, where we live, ideally you would want to come now. Because you don't want to come in the summer when there's a bunch of people there. And so that's actually going to lead us right into tip number three, which is have a compelling message. And so something that we have worked on is how to phrase that time of year for us, so our quote-unquote off season. And so one of the vernaculars that we use is come discover the secret season, because it really is the best kept secret in Zion is to come now. Because you can go and do all of these magical hikes without having to wait in a line. And
it's almost like you have the canyon to yourself.
Right.
It is far more magical now.
I like to say if you could go to Disneyland when there's no one there, that's when you would want to
Absolutely.
Go.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You know, and that is Zion right now. So like, as you guys know who are avid listeners, we have that partnership with Greater Zion E-Bikes. And right now is the best time to do it because the canyon is pretty empty and you get it all to yourself. Yep. And what's unique about the Southwest Desert is that we still have really beautiful days. Now, obviously, we will have days that are cold, but Zion is just as beautiful in the cold as it is in the warm. And we will still have days that it's like 60, 70 degrees and you can be in the canyon and have an absolutely magical experience. In fact, one of our virtual GMs was just down visiting us. She lives in Arizona. And she was able to go and do an excursion up in Zion and do the bikes and stay at one of the properties there and just experience everything it has to offer. And she just couldn't stop raving about how incredible it was because they were able to do whatever they wanted without having to wait in any lines or go on the buses because they just took the e-bikes. And so, again, that compelling message that we have is discover Zion's secret season because that creates a little bit of intrigue. It's like, oh, what's this? Yep. And so for us, that really runs almost from November 1st to about the middle of March, depending on when Easter is. So Easter next year is April 9th. So that means our season will start just a little bit later. But we really want to share that message. And there really is no reason to not come during this time. If you can come and stay in one of our properties at that 40% discounted rate and not have to wait in the lines, there really is a strong chance that you're going to have a better overall experience coming during our secret season than you would during our peak season. And I think that you can be creative and find fun ways to create that compelling message for your property.
Yeah, there's lots of different ways. I even saw one property that is in the middle of the state of Utah and really doesn't have a ton of attractions around them. And their different way was starting to spend Christmas in that area. So they were putting like Christmas trees in their room. They had like Polar Express in every single room, hot chocolate when you checked in. So they were creating an experience. So if you have something that you can add to that experience and create a compelling message, then you're going to have a far more successful or just a better off season than you would with just trying to stay with what you're doing.
A great example is the Hotel Del Coronado. They are on a little island at the south of San Diego, and it's an amazing property. They've been around for, I want to say, 100 years or some crazy number like that. And they just spent a bunch of money doing renovations. They actually are part of the Hilton Curio Collection. And so they're on the beach in San Diego. So obviously, that's when you want to go, is you can go in the ocean and be on the beach and be in the sun. But they do a phenomenal job with their secret season, right? They build an ice rink that's right on the beach so you can skate by the ocean, which is amazing. And to Spencer's point, it is so cool.
I have to do that.
And they do all of these festivities. I have a friend of mine who lives in San Diego, and he said that he tries to go to their New Year's party every year because it's the best one that there is in the whole area, which is saying a lot for San Diego. And so they do such a job of really leaning into that holiday season, kind of like to Spencer's point. And even if that's wrap a little welcome gift for your guest in wrapping paper so they get to open it, you know, for kids. There's so many fun ways that you can do that. And one of our favorite things at Vibrant is really just to be able to brainstorm and what we like to call brand application. It's how you bring the brand to life at your property. And so, again, even if you're not a client of ours, we're happy to offer a free session for a brainstorming on how you can create your secret season. So if you just want to mention that you heard it on this podcast, reach out to us. We'll schedule an hour with you guys free of charge and do a brainstorming session for how you can work on your off season.
Yeah, it's really easy. I'll put a link in the email for this too. That way you guys can go ahead and just book a time with us. But until then, I mean, it's a pretty short, sweet episode. Not too much to talk about this week. I thought that was great, though.
Yeah, we want to make sure that it's important for you and it's a good use of your time. And whether it's 15 minutes or 45 minutes, we just want to make sure we're bringing you value. And I know that we're all in the holiday transition and preparing for our secret season. So we wish you the best of luck. And please don't hesitate to reach out and take advantage of that free offer.
That's right. Yeah, and if there's anything you want to hear us talk about or you have questions, feel free to email us. We're happy to do an episode on whatever questions you guys have.
Thank you so much. Have a great week.